the what was the field days like all about?
What's that?
Like, what was it all on the field?
I think he's. The question is in. You, the strip sold seed, didn't they?
Or yes,
they
we did. Yes, we were. Yep.
And then you had field days that
yep.
would.
Yeah, we went with that was okay.
Explain that whole thing.
Yes. As a seed dealer, you were required by the company to grow, let's say they came out with 10 new varieties of seed. Mm-hmm. And they would say, okay, as a dealer, we want you to promote this stuff. We want you to grow it, show your customers, this is what we have available, this is what it does, this is, and show the performance of each of those varieties. So you would put together a plot, a corn plot, take a designated field, and you would line these varieties all up next to one another. In the fall, you call on your customers to come out and look at this corn. Okay, now you're going to see variety number 3 is this, how it looks. Variety number 7 looks like this. Okay, you're going to show these people this stuff at the time. Your customers, you're going to show your customers. This is what's out there. This is what's going to be new coming down the line. Then you go and you harvest this stuff. Okay, then you put all this information together, your yield, your moisture, test weight for each of these varieties. So then you would give them a spreadsheet and you would go out to your customers and say, okay, that the performance of variety number 2 did this. Variety number 7 did this. Okay, so you would explain to them. So it's kind of a, I'm going to say promoting, but you're giving those customers an idea of what that crop can perform. You would give them all your fertilizer information, your spray information to them. So they would have all that information in front of them and say, okay, well, I like this variety, it does that. I like that variety, it does that. So you'd bring these farmers to the farm that one day, and you call that field days, is what they call those.
And they actually came for your mom's lunch.
They came for my mom's lunch, her brats.
Because you do have to feed them, right?
We do have to feed them, yep. Yes, we do.
Can you explain what breakfast on the farm is?
Breakfast on the farm, that started back in 1986, and I've been working with it for 18 years. Basically, breakfast on the farm will bring out the general public. What the farmer does is open his farm up to the public, roughly 4,000 to 5,000 people, in a 5-hour period of time, to promote and educate the people on what it takes to grow these crops, to produce the milk, produce the food that we eat. Gives them a hands-on experience of what it takes to run a farm. We in this county put on barn tours, and that is a huge educational plus for this event. There are counties that don't even do that, and I think that takes away the educational part of it. Because I get a lot of feedback on, boy, we really learned about how you guys handle these cows. We really learned how they were taken care of, how this is handled, that's done. That is the big part. Besides the breakfast itself, it's the educational end of it. And that's what we are out to do as the Washington County Dairy Promotion Committee, which sponsors this event, is all about. This is the promoting and education the people of agriculture, especially in the dairy industries, what we more promote than anything is the dairy end of it, because we are a dairy group. So it's a great event. I mean, it's people come back year after year after year. I mean...
So they have a breakfast.
And then they go and they tour the farm. We have different activities that go on.
So there's a charge for the...
There's a charge for the breakfast. It's the one charge. It's $6 at the advance, $7 at the door. They also can get an ice cream sundae or chocolate or whoop your float for an extra dollar. And then we have what's called a vendor educational area. We have a pedal tractor pull, pedal tractor play area, scavenger hunt, then the barn tours. We have a barrel train ride, a few other activities. So we keep the kids.
When you do the barn tours, are they going through the milking process then too at that time?
If we can. Depending on the setup of the farm, a lot of times if they're milking per se, they can walk by the parlor and see them through the window milking. Or if they're not, we'll actually have the people walk through the parlor. We'll have them walk through the freestall barn and get as close as we can. What we do is we want to get these people as close to what goes on that farm as possible. You know, and it's just to get them to understand, how we take care of these cattle, is the huge thing, because these people that go on these tours ask some very powerful questions. But it's good. getting them an idea of what goes on.
How are you involved in Breakfast on the Farm?
I am a co-chair. I've been there for 18 years. I mean, I've had different people that worked with me, but I've stuck it out pretty much straight through. I mean, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy working with people. I think it's a good passion to have. I mean, especially for Washington County, as many people as we have in this county to attach, you know, connect to. You know, we have that here. Besides all our other programs that Dairy Promotion does, we also have an ag ambassador that we hire in Washington County here. She sees over 2,300 students, first through fourth grade, and she goes into 23 different schools and talks to these kids. And she's got 9 different programs that she puts on. And so we're very active. We're a very active group in our county.
Okay.